Stephen Bishop is a former top rugby player, having worn both the blue jersey of Manu Samoa and the silver fern on his chest for the All Blacks. Having played for the Highlanders when Super Rugby kicked off and then for the Hurricanes, Stephen Bishop would have had more than a passing interest in watching last weekend's first round of Super Rugby Aotearoa, with his son Connor Garden Bishop taking to the field on the right wing for the Highlanders against the Crusaders, and his other son Jackson Garden Bishop playing at first five for the Hurricanes against the Blues on Saturday. Stephen Bishop is on the line with us now. Good morning, Bash, and thank you so much for making time with us. Bash.
My pleasure. Good morning to everyone.
Now, last weekend, how did you... I was quite surprised at how well everybody played. Usually it sort of takes a while for these games to get into action, but all teams, to me, appeared to be firing.
Yeah, I went down to Dunedin on Friday to watch my son debut for the Highlanders, a very proud moment, and the intensity was very high down there. Very, very good game, very tight. You know, the Crusaders, in the end, their defence was just a bit too strong, and probably the Highlanders didn't take their points when they were on offer. So, but a very good game.
How was Connor before and after the game?
He was a bit nervous before. Obviously, that's only natural. And after, he was obviously disappointed that, that they didn't win the game. But personally, he had a good performance. So he just needs to keep playing like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Good to see him on the field after a few injuries, which kept him out last season, I understand.
Yeah, he's had a bad run of injuries, and thankfully he's over those now. So let's just hope, cross fingers, that he can stay out on the field and keep performing for the Highlanders.
Yeah, and then you were back in town on Saturday for the game against the Blues at the Cape Town at Sky Arena Stadium.
Yeah, it was. It was a game, a lot of errors actually in that game, and a lot of penalties. The Hurricanes' discipline wasn't great. You know, a couple of people sin-binned and lots of penalties given away. And the Blues, they proved to be the stronger team and came out with a deserved win in the end.
That forward pack just appeared to be quite solid this year. To be able to bring All Blacks off that front row and then replace them with All Blacks, it bodes well for the Blues going forward.
Yeah, well, that's right. Well, a lot of things have changed in rugby, but one thing that hasn't changed is that it all starts up front, particularly in the tight five. And the Blues, they've got like four or five All Black props, good locks. And most teams have got, you know, very good flankers, but the Crusaders, likewise, are very strong in the locks and the props, and they tend to have a bit of an advantage up front.
Yeah, Jackson's looking really, really good this season. Has obviously been training hard over the off season.
Yeah, well, he had a good season last year, actually, coming in, taking over from Bowden Barrett. There's a lot of pressure on him because people compare, you know, the loss of Bowden Barrett, but he's doing his job. He's sort of pushing the team around the field, and yeah, hopefully he can just keep doing it.
And as a former first five yourself, you're not too tempted to tell Jackson how to run the game?
Oh, no, not anymore. I just talk big picture things. I mean, he's in there every day. They're full-time professionals, and I just give encouragement now.
Absolutely. Now, this coming weekend, tonight, in fact, the Chiefs up against the Highlanders. A first game for the Chiefs. How do you think that game will go?
Well, I think it's going to be very close. I think McMillan coming in is a very good coach. They've got a good squad, young squad, about five or six guys on debut. I just think the Highlanders might have, you know, that match fitness from last week's game. If they can take the same intensity out there as they did at home, I think they'll come out with a slight advantage.
And then tomorrow, the Crusaders against the Hurricanes.
Yeah, well, I mean, Crusaders are heavy favourites. I mean, the Hurricanes did go down and tip them up last year, so anything is possible. But on last week's form, things can change in a week. But on last week's form, you'd have to pick the Crusaders.
Wonderful.
I'd love to see the Hurricanes obviously tip them up again. But if they can play, you know, to their full potential, they can do it. But it's a very big ask down there against the Red Blacks.
Yes, yes. Well, we will find out and we will talk about it next week, Bash.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. That is Stephen Bashett, a former international rugby player, right here on Early Edition with Ed, 5:31 PI, bringing Pacific people together.